It's time for the weekly edition of Legacy Living with Jeff Kennedy. Tips to help you grow, protect, and conserve your wealth for generations to come.
The following is a rebroadcast of an earlier program.
Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Good morning and welcome to Legacy Living Financial Strategies. I'm your host, Jeff Kennedy. Lovely and talented Kimberly Schutte alongside with a big grin on her ears.
On my ears? You mean on my face?
On your ears. Did I say ears?
You did.
Grin between ear to ear, I think is what I meant to say, but then I kind of discombobulated the colloquialism. Have you ever discombobulated the colloquialism, Scott?
Well, I was in college once, so yeah, that tends to happen.
It probably did.
Yeah, it tends to happen that way. So.
And Scott Hardy, as always, on the board. Yay.
Applause
track.
No
applause track. Anyway, good morning, and again, welcome to the show. We're here with financial news and analysis and strategies to help you protect your wealth and the legacy you'll leave behind. Hey, it's a new year, 2018 here. We got new tax law in place for 2018, and there's lots of buzz about that. There's lots of confusion about that as well. To some extent, it's a little bit like, shall we say, the health care bill we got a few years ago where we had to pass it to see what's in it.
And we're still
trying to
figure it out.
We do know a little more about that, but they're still writing the code, so there's still a lot out on that. We're working out the details, but what we see are some real good opportunities for tax planning in the future. I'm not sure if you just keep doing what you're doing on a daily basis, many people are going to see a huge difference one way or the other. I think it's going to help in terms of the trickle-down part where corporations obviously are taking it seriously and giving out bonuses and raises and those types of things. But, as far as the individuals go, unless you're wanting to do some planning, that's where the real opportunities are. We're going to talk about that today in depth. I've got a guest that's going to share with us today to that end. His name is David McKnight. He's written a book called The Power of Zero, and zero being the 0% tax bracket. Yes, that's a thing.
I didn't think there was,
Yes, that is a thing. Virginia, that is a
Jeff,
thing.
Jeff, is that a thing?
Why, yes, Scott, I'm glad you asked. It is indeed a thing, and we'll talk about how you can get to it and the opportunities for that for the next 8 years. We know when these tax breaks expire. There's a window of opportunity here to do some massive tax planning. You don't want to miss that. Also, we're going to talk some about, just global real returns for equities, stocks, that is. We've got, we follow a forecaster who called it in 2000, well, actually leading up to 2000, and called it leading up to the 08-09 financial meltdown. And this guy's got some interesting predictions. If you're a long-term investor, if you're not a trader, day trader, swing trader, that sort of thing, then stay tuned because we've got some interesting actionable ideas you can use, or you can, of course, we can get you some more information on how we can help you take action on these strategies to be engaged in the markets, be able to participate in the upside of these crazy bull markets that keep going on, Scott. I mean, we hit all-time highs again last week. We've got, when is it going to end? We don't know. But, the trend is your friend until it bends in the end, as they say. So we take the hand of our friend and walk with him for a while, and we can tell you how to do that. So lots to cover on the show this morning. Again, you're listening to Legacy Living Financial Strategies. If you have questions, you can give us a call at 217-223-9300. You can always reach out to us on the web at kennedywealthgroup.com. You can send us an email at info@kennedywealthgroup.com.
And we also tweet, it's Kennedy Wealth GR, as well as Facebook, Kennedy Wealth Group. So there's a lot of useful knowledge on there as well.
Yeah, you guys will always post articles and charts about the things that have been talked about before or trends that are going on. So, it's a nice source of info for folks who may have been like, I heard Jeff say something, but I'm not sure.
Right. Well, or they're in their car and they pop out to the grocery store and they miss something. So you can always go and catch up on that, or you're on your way to the soccer game or something this morning and you're not going to catch it all. So They're archived on the radio station's website here, and also you can get them on the Facebook page, or where do you?
Yeah, I'm going to start posting them on Facebook. Yes.
Okay.
So
all right.
They will be there as well.
Great. Well, hey, let's get to it. I want to address this issue of these forecasts coming out of this econ shop, this investment forecasting shop called the GMO. And GMO has, they make these 7-year and 10-year real equity return forecasts. So what that means is if you look at, okay, here we are in 2018 and we look out 7 years from now, so 2025, if we were to go there and look back over these 7 years between now and then, how did we do on our investments? And it's pretty eye-opening because, again, this guy's got a track record of success predicting markets accurately on these returns long term. Again, this is for folks who are investors, not traders necessarily, but this is apparently his worst ever 7-year forward looking return for U.S. large cap growth. Now, people sitting out there probably that terminology doesn't really mean much. So U.S. large cap growth, you know, you just throw that out there. If you have in your 401k or your IRA, something like American Funds, Growth Fund of America, which having seen hundreds and hundreds of statements in my office, I know you do. If you're driving around out there listening to the show and you have a 401k or an IRA,
you
probably have American Funds, Growth Fund of America. That is the definition, if you will, of U.S. large cap growth. Okay? Are you with me? That's that's just stocks, blue chip stocks in your portfolio.
It's like the peanut butter of stocks.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And large growth actually is more ubiquitous. It's more popular. It's out there more than even large cap value. And something as unique and diverse as U.S. small cap and things like that. So this is the S&P 500. Think S&P 500. He's saying if you go out to 2025 and look back, the last 7 years you would have just earned 5.8%. Did I say 5.8? Negative 5.8.
So you would have earned nothing.
You would have lost money.
Per year.
Average 5.7%, 5.8%. Yeah. And it's not going to be a smooth ride along the way. You know, you're going to have we don't have any recession on the horizon just yet, but a negative 5.8, man, that's tough to come back from, especially when you're 7 years further down the road. He says large cap value is going to perform better. You only lose 3% a year over the next 7. That's minus 21% but at the end of the day. U.S. low quality stuff, it's kind of on the opposite end of large cap blue chip stuff. That's minus 6.5. The best performing thing is emerging market value. How many people have emerging market value in their portfolio? So the point is, times are going to be tough out there for equity. And we've talked about bonds before, too. Bonds are at 5,000-year lows. They're going to have a tough time being that harbor of safety. So we're going to talk about, and we're going to get onto our interview, but stick with us because later on the show we're going to talk about what you can do about that. How can you stay engaged in this bull market? Everybody's asking, shouldn't we be buying stocks? Well, yeah, you can do that if you have a plan, if you have a strategy to help you get out of harm's way when the bullets and missiles start flying at you. We'll come back. Stay with us. We'll talk about that. Next segment, we're going to talk to David McKnight. Power of Zero is his book. You're listening to Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Good morning and welcome back to Talk Radio 930 WTAD, listening to Legacy Living Financial Strategies. I'm your host, Jeff Kennedy. We've got an exciting half hour coming up here for you. I've got an interview set up with a man by the name of David McKnight. He's written a very interesting book on the topic of the tax aspect of retirement. You know, Scott, most people don't really take into consideration that concept when they go into these fabulous products that we know as tax-deferred accounts, IRAs, 401ks, and the like. But, you know, the challenge with that is you don't only just defer the tax. You don't really save taxes. You defer that tax payment to another day.
Right. You get down the road. You're thinking, oh, that's down the road. And then when you retire, you're down the road, too.
Yeah. And you know, you don't know what that tax rate might be. And could taxes be higher in the future? I contend yes. I mean, it's my opinion. It's not. It's just a matter of mathematics. So look at the demographics that we have. We're getting older as a country. We've got fewer people paying for the Social Security recipients and the Medicare beneficiaries and so forth. And then we've got debt that's out of control and whatever, whether you like Trump or not and whatever he's doing, he's adding to the debt. There's more of a deficit being run. And so, you know, the government is soon going to need a huge cash infusion. It's interesting we've had these, you know, notwithstanding the tax cuts that have occurred this year, but likely the government's going to need a lot of money in the future. And unless you know exactly what your tax bracket will be in the year that you make those withdrawals, it's hard for you to know how much money you have saved for retirement, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
and if that's the case, and it's difficult for you to know or you don't know how much money you have saved for retirement, isn't it hard to pull that retirement trigger? So what our guest today, David McKnight, suggests, and I will say more strongly recommends, is that you can take all this into consideration when you do your planning and that you take charge of your retirement, your financial future, by striving to get to the 0% tax bracket. And the title of his book is The Power of Zero. David McKnight graduated from BYU with honors in 1997. He's a nationally recognized speaker with his popular workshop, The Power of Zero. He's been seen by thousands of Americans from coast to coast. He's been featured at Forum 400, which is an annual gathering of the top 1% of financial advisors. Dave is passionate about this. In fact, he's got a couple of follow-up books as well. And we'll talk later about how folks who are listening can get a copy of that book. But I want to welcome David McKnight. You're on Legacy Living Financial Strategies. Glad to have you this morning.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Great. Now, hey, Dave, we've talked a number of times on the show here about, you know, why we think taxes are going up in the future. If you would just give our listening audience kind of your 2 cents on what your vast experience has been on the why, and then now this gift that's been given to us by Congress and the President in terms of a planning opportunity.
Sure. So, you know, I'm not the brightest guy in the world, so I tend to call upon guys that are smarter than me. And so one of the people that I refer to often is a little-known guy named David Walker. He was a former Comptroller General of the federal government. He did it for 10 years under Bush and Clinton. And he's in the CPA Hall of Fame. So basically he was a CPA of our country for 10 years. And he basically took a look at the books and he said, hey, you know, Jeff, you talked about Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. He said, look, we have promised way more than we can afford to deliver when it comes to these programs. And he says, in order to be able to deliver, and he said this in 2008, he said, in order to be able to deliver on all these programs, all these promises, we would have to double taxes immediately. He says, you don't have to double taxes immediately, but for every year you postpone doubling taxes, the national debt will grow on average by about $3 trillion per year. So here's a guy that really knows what he's talking about. He knows the books. He presided over our country's fiscal situation for 10 years. And, you know, he resigned as Comptroller General in 2008 and was so concerned about this that he started sort of crisscrossing the country, raising the warning cry to whoever would listen. So I've sort of really studied these guys. There's a PhD out of Boston University named Larry Kotlikoff, who speaks very eloquently on the fiscal challenges our country faces. So basically, I mean, they were saying as early as 2004, look, tax rates, you know, we can either double taxes, reduce spending by half, or some combination of the two. And guess what? Our government has a very poor track record when it comes to reducing expenses. In fact, I can think of very few instances in the last 100 years where they've actually reduced expenses. It's always about, you know, Ronald Reagan said the best example of eternal life is a government program, because once they come into existence, they simply never go away.
Right.
So we've got these programs that are very, very hard to get rid of. And if you look at the ebb and flow of tax rates over time, it's obvious that the government is very good at raising taxes when necessary. And so you start looking at all the options that the government can do to sort of address this fiscal crisis, and the one that they've done over and over and over again is raise taxes. And so even prior to the tax cuts that came about January 1st of this year, I was making the case, as is David Walker and Larry Kotlikoff and a host of other economists, look, tax rates in the future have to rise dramatically or we could go bankrupt as a country. And so, you know, you start to look at that and you say, okay, if these guys say that tax rates have to rise dramatically, what implications does that have for the everyday investor? Should they be doing something differently? And basically the answer is yes. And I make the case that, look, the best way to insulate yourself from the impact of higher taxes is to get to the 0% tax bracket. Why? Because if you're in the 0% tax bracket and tax rates double, like David Walker is calling for, 2 times 0 is still 0. So the problem is, to get to the 0% tax bracket, you got to be willing to pay a tax. To shift your money to tax-free, you got to be willing to pay a tax. And historically, people have been very reluctant to prepay that tax, to pay that tax before the IRS absolutely requires of them. Well, guess what happened in you know, January 1st, 2018? Trump lowered taxes. So guess what? For the next 8 years, tax rates will be historically low. They literally haven't been this low in 80 years, and we know the day and the year when they will go back up again. So we really have this unprecedented opportunity to shield ourselves from the impact of higher taxes that we know that the smartest people on the planet have said are going to be coming down the pike. So really, you know, we're just elated, not for, you know, our fiscal challenges our country's facing, but for the opportunities that are literally taking place over the next 8 years that are going to disappear forever once we hit January 1st, 2026.
Yeah, so the title of your book, Dave, is The Power of Zero. I know when people hear that and they get a sense of what you're talking about, the 0% tax bracket, they think, oh, I don't want to be poor in my retirement. I don't want to be to the point where I don't have any income. They get the wrong sense of it. Either that or they think, well, there's no way I could get there, one of the two. But this is a real thing. You're seeing this on a daily basis and even helping other advisors across the country speak to their clients about it. Tell our listeners about how real and possible this is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I ask people if you could be in any tax bracket you want, which tax bracket would it be? And generally we find that the audiences that I speak to week in and week out, half of them say, I want to be in the highest possible tax bracket because I'm making all this money. And the other half says, I want to be in the 0% tax bracket. Why? Because I don't want to be paying any tax in retirement. So the question is it really possible to get to the 0% tax bracket and actually be able to have a lifestyle in retirement that sustains you and gives you the type of retirement that you're looking for? And the answer is, absolutely it's possible, because there are 5 or 6 different streams of tax-free income, different tax moves that you can do during the course of the next 8 years that can set you up to have as much money as you want to meet every single possible aspect of your lifestyle in retirement and not pay a single dollar in tax. I mean, we've talked about Roth IRAs. We talk about Roth conversions, Roth 401ks. We talk about having as little money in your tax-deferred bucket as possible so that when the IRS starts forcing you to take those dollars out at age 70 and a half, then you can offset those dollars with your standard deduction, which has now been increased with the new tax law change to $24,000. And what we also teach our clients and our audiences is that if you can have the lion's share of your income coming out of these tax-free vehicles, that the IRS will not tax you on your Social Security. And having your Social Security tax is a major, major blow.
Yeah.
Because when people have their Social Security tax, they can lose, you know, up to a third of it, and they're going to have to compensate for that loss by taking dollars out of their other retirement accounts, which means they're spending their dollars down 5 to 7 years faster. So generally, when you can get to the 0% tax bracket, it addresses a multitude of ills that you might otherwise be experiencing.
You're listening to Legacy Living Financial Strategies. I'm Jeff Kennedy. I'm talking with David McKnight this morning. He's the author of the book, The Power of Zero. And I want to clarify a point, David, you made a little bit earlier. You know, it's not there's no free lunch necessarily. We're not talking about dodging taxes here. We're just talking about paying them while they're essentially on sale, if you will. You know, you mentioned these experts and one that wrote the foreword in your book, Ed Slott, who's a CPA. And frankly, I find most CPAs don't get it because they feel like their job is to save you, quote unquote, see my air quote, save you taxes this year. And they don't have that much of a forward looking, planning kind of perspective, frankly. But Ed Slott, CPA here, which many people may have seen Ed on PBS. He does various programs and so forth. He says, hey, you can be the best investor, and this is in the foreword to the book, The Power of Zero. You can be the best investor in the country, but if you fail to take taxes into account in your planning, you may wind up with much less money in your retirement account than you expected. He asks, do you have a plan? Unfortunately, he says, for most people, the answer is no, because they believe there is no way for them to make this happen. And even if you think you're prepared for a plan, it's likely untrue. Most people just aren't doing anything about this. And this is a huge component, maybe even in some cases could be more important than what kind of return can you get for me in that question, right, Dave?
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah, I mean, if tax rates in the future could potentially be twice as high as they are today, yet it doesn't matter that you got all those great returns on the way, yeah, because half of it is going to be, you know, it's just going to fizzle into thin air. I mean,
but Uncle Sam's rooting for you to do a good job.
Oh, yeah, because their portion grows right along with yours. And so really what we're saying here is, look, if given the choice between paying taxes at today's historically low tax rates, they're never going to be this low in your lifetime. You can take that to the bank. You know, if given the choice between paying taxes today or postponing the payment of those taxes till some point much further down the road, mathematically speaking, you're better off paying them today in most instances. And so all we're really suggesting is saying, look, tax rates historically were much higher than they are right now. And so we got hooked on this idea, let's get the deduction at those historically high tax rates by putting money into IRAs and 401ks. Mm-hmm. And then when we retire, tax rates are going to be lower. So the math really made sense under that paradigm. Well, guess what? That whole thing's been turned on its ear, and now it's just the opposite. Yet most American investors, by what I've seen through personal experience and in dealing with our audiences across the country and our clients with whom we meet, you know, week in and week out, they've got it exactly wrong, okay? So they haven't shifted their strategy to get updated with this new reality. And the new reality is that we are today at historically low tax rates. Tax rates are automatically going to go up January 1st, 2026, and likely go much higher after that based on all of the unfunded obligations of the federal government. Yet we're still stuck in this old paradigm. So half of what I do week in, week out, is I speak to audiences across the country, write articles for various periodicals that just simply try to bring this to the attention of the everyday American. Because what they're going to do is they're going to wake up in retirement, tax rates are going to be dramatically higher than they are today, and they're going to be in for a very rude awakening.
And we thank you so much for that effort, Dave. I'm talking with David McKnight. You're listening to Legacy Living Financial Strategies. So we've made the case IRAs and 401ks might be a ticking time bomb. Stick with us after the break. We're going to talk about what you can do about it. You're listening to Legacy Living Financial Strategies on Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Scott, every time I drove to Mizzou from Poplar Bluff, Missouri, I grew up down in southeast Missouri, I listened to Eminence Front when I drove through Eminence, Missouri, on Highway 19, I think it is.
Oh, man.
Way back in the day. Well, it was a long drive. I had to listen to something.
You had to do something, yeah. Especially on 19, you got to be careful
there.
Oh,
boy, oh, boy. It's better than it used to be. That was a miserable ride there back in the day. Boy, that was a while ago. Anyway, good morning. Welcome back to Legacy Living Financial Strategies. I'm Jeff Kennedy, and got Kimberly and Scott alongside, but we've got a guest on the line, David McKnight. We've been talking to David. He's the author of The Power of Zero, how to get to the 0% tax bracket and transform your retirement. Scott, it's a powerful book.
Mm-hmm.
I've been using this with my clients here at the Kennedy Wealth Group in Quincy and down in our office in St. Louis and over in Lafayette, Indiana. We've really had great response to this because people feel this. They sense what's going on with the economy, with the country, with the globe, frankly, getting older, and the debt globally. And it's all going to weigh on the country. And right now we've been given this opportunity. Taxes have gone on sale. And this book talks about, it makes the case, but it also talks about what you can do to take advantage of this and prepare yourself. If you'd like to get a copy of the book, just reach out to us over at Kennedy Wealth Group. Set up a meeting to come in and get a review, because this can really be confusing and not make a lot of sense. Or you could read the book and go, well, what do I do now? Let us set it up for you. Then you take the book home, give it a read. We can do an analysis for you to let you know kind of a snapshot where you are today, give you a good picture of if you do nothing, and we make some guesses on what your rate of returns and so forth might be. But the biggest thing is, what might taxes do to you in the future? And we stress test that for you, and then we say, well, look, here's some recommendations we might make. If you did this, what would it look like? And people's scowls from the beginning of the meeting go to big smiles at the end when they go, really, we can do that? Well, what do we got to do? And so it's, but it takes time, you know. Mm-hmm. You can't wake up on the day after you get your gold watch and call me up and say, hey, Jeff, let's do that retirement planning. This takes time. We've got this nice 8-year window of time to do something about it. So reach out to us at Kennedy Wealth Group, info@KennedyWealthGroup.com, or give us a call.
217-221-1300.
All right. Thank you, Kimberly. Let's get back to David McKnight. David, sorry to keep you waiting, but I appreciate you being on this morning. This is a powerful story you tell, and in the book you talk about buckets of money. Describe what you're talking about there.
Yeah, so basically there's millions of different types of investments out there, but if you really look at it, all of those investments basically fit into only three types of accounts, and I refer to those accounts in the book as buckets of money. So there's, let's talk about the first one briefly. It's the taxable bucket. So these are the dollars where every year you get to pay a tax regardless of whether you take money out. And some common examples of this might be your savings account, checking account, money market, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, so on and so forth. And so the problem is, these are the least efficient of all dollars, because the IRS gets their piece each and every year regardless of whether you make a distribution. So because these are your least efficient dollars, you want to have a carefully prescribed amount of money in there. And most experts agree that that's about 6 months worth of basic living expenses. This is your emergency fund. I remember I had a couple that lived through the Depression. They shuffled into my office. They said, Dave, we got 9 CDs for $100,000 each in 9 different banks, and we think we may be paying too much in tax. And I say, well, of course you are. You're paying way too much in tax because you have too much money in this bucket. So there's a perfect amount of money to have in that bucket. And anything above and beyond the perfect amount should be systematically repositioned to tax-free. And then when it comes to the tax-deferred bucket, this is where most people have the lion's share of their money, because they've been saving in 401ks and IRAs their entire life. And so what we say is, it's okay to have some money in that bucket, because remember, when you retire, you will have a standard deduction. It's $24,000 in today's dollars. The IRS is going to force you to take some of that money out. And so the money that they force you to take out can be offset by that standard deduction. And so for most people, that amount is about $250,000 to $300,000. It's okay to have that much in that bucket. But basically, the paradigm that we're living under now is, hey, if it's a rising tax rate environment, we know tax rates are going to be higher in the future than they are today, and it may be dramatically so, then there is a mathematically perfect amount of money to have in those first two buckets. Taxable bucket, 6 months worth of basic living expenses. Tax deferred bucket, between $250,000 to $300,000 if you don't have a pension, and zero if you do have a pension. And everything else should be systematically repositioned to tax-free. And what we find is that if we can have the exact perfect mathematical amount of money in each of those buckets, you can literally be in the 0% tax bracket and be insulated and protected from any future tax increases. And that puts a lot of people at ease and gives them peace of mind, knowing that regardless of how fiscally irresponsible our government is, any increase in tax rates is not going to affect their retirement.
So we got three buckets, just to review that. We got the taxable bucket. Those are the, you're going to get the love letter from your financial institution every year, 1099, whether you take the money out or not. You're going to get taxed on that. Inefficient, we got tax deferred, which is where the low-hanging fruit is. Most people have the most money saved there in one form or another, IRAs, 401ks, and the like. And that's kind of the ticking time bomb there. That's, if you don't know what your tax bracket is the year in which you take it out, because if you're not aware out there as you're listening this morning to Legacy Living Financial Strategies, all of those dollars in your 401k and IRA are taxed at ordinary income rates in the year that you take the money out. I mean, it's not like, well, I deferred it at 15% back in the day, or 24%. I get to take it out of that. It'll be whatever that is in the future. So taking charge of that is what Dave's talking about, and getting money over into that tax-free bucket. Now, Dave, let's just touch real quickly on the opportunity that has been made available through these tax cuts versus the way brackets were before. You mentioned in a blog post recently, you actually put some numbers to it. Hey, if you were trying to do this with the previous brackets, you can do it now kind of in spades. You can get more money in there for potentially less money, less tax hit.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, most people that we see day in and day out are currently in the 25% tax bracket. So any shifting that they do is going to be taxed at the 25, maybe the 28. The problem was the 28% tax brackets topped out about $230,000. So what we found is that people are very reluctant to shift a lot of money because they didn't want to bump up into these higher tax brackets. Well, what happened with the new tax legislation is the 22% tax bracket now starts at about $77,000, I think $77,400,
mm-hmm.
and goes up to $165,000.
Right.
And then you hit the 24, and the 24 goes from $165,000 to, I think, $310,000 or $315,000. And so now we have literally $100,000 more that can be repositioned to tax-free at historically low tax rates than we could. So this is just, I mean, people that are looking to shield themselves from the impact of higher taxes are just going to have a field day with this, because they can get all these dollars shifted over, get a portion of them shifted over at 22%, a portion shifted at 24%, so maybe an effective rate of 23%, and get all the heavy lifting done before the tax rates go. And we know that the tax rates are going to be higher January 1st, 2020. So why not take advantage of this historical window of opportunity?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit, Dave. Again, I'm talking to Dave McKnight. Power of Zero is his book. And in that 0% or tax-free bucket, what kind of things can we put into those? What can we invest in that'll give us that? The luxury of being in the 0% tax bracket.
Yeah, so we definitely don't like putting all our eggs in one basket. Generally, the approach we take is we have multiple streams of income, none of which show up on the IRS's radar, but all of which contribute to you being in the 0% tax bracket. So a typical tax-free scenario may involve five or six streams of tax-free income.
Mm-hmm.
We may have money shifted into a Roth conversion. You may have been funding Roth IRAs along the way. If we can do enough Roth converting, we can get your balances in your tax-deferred bucket low enough where when you're forced to take money out by the IRS, those forced distributions, what are called required minimum distributions, can be offset by your deductions. So those RMDs can technically be tax-free. There's another vehicle out there that uses re-engineered life insurance policies in a very special way such that they mimic Roth IRAs. These are called life insurance retirement plans. Basically, you can structure them so the expenses are very low, the tax-free buildup is very robust, and you get a tax-free death benefit along the way, plus a death benefit that can double as long-term care along the way. That can be used as a complement to all of these other tax-free streams of income. And guess what? If you can have a Roth IRA, a Roth conversion, you know, RMDs, maybe this life insurance retirement plan. If you can get all that tax-free, then your Social Security is tax-free, and now all of a sudden you've got five or six streams of tax-free income that don't show up on the IRS's radar, and that literally puts you in the 0% tax bracket.
That is just tremendous advice, and frankly, not a lot of that's being given in the average advisor's office out there. You know, people talk about diversification in their portfolio. And even that, they're talking about diversifying their investments, so to speak. Even that I find a little specious, because you got six or seven mutual funds, a lot of which overlap and so forth. But let's say you're really diversified, truly diversified in your holdings. Have you even considered diversifying tax-wise? And what David's talking about here is these multiple streams of income. You can even get your IRA back out tax-free, which is the best of all worlds if you structure it right. Dave talked about, Scott, a perfect or the mathematically right amount of money to have in the taxable, tax deferred, and tax free bucket. If you have the right amount in your tax deferred bucket, and that's different for each individual, obviously, but you can get that money that was never taxed to begin with out tax free if you do it right. So this is all part of the planning that we offer at Kennedy Wealth Group. Through Dave and his organization, we've been empowered to to help people really slice and dice their planning, take a look at their current situation, do some forecasting, both whether they, you know, do nothing with our advice or if they do take our advice and make these changes to get to the tax-free bucket and to get, potentially get to the 0% tax bracket. So it's, you know, it's a, I won't say it's a painless thing to do. It's it doesn't cost you anything but your time. But man, could it be worth it? You know, just as an example, Dave, in your recent blog, you said, you know, doing the same kind of shifts from tax deferred to tax free bucket under the 2017 plan versus the 2018 plan, you might save, in this case, almost $8,000 in taxes just because of the new tax plan. I don't have time to go into all the details of what that means, but that's a good percentage of savings, and you want to be sure and make the most of that. You can get a copy of the book, The Power of Zero, if you reach out to us at Kennedy Wealth Group. Set up your no-obligation free appointment. It's info@kennedywealthgroup.com or
217-221-1300.
Yeah, so here in Quincy and the surrounding areas, 217-221-1300. David McKnight, thanks so much for coming on with us this morning and taking the time and helping spread the word.
It was my pleasure.
Okay, take care. We'll be right back for the final segment of Legacy Living Financial Strategies, so stick with us. We're going to talk about what you can do to be participating in this market, take advantage of market opportunities, but protect against the downside. You're listening to Legacy Living Financial Strategies on Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Back to the old bass playing days. Love that.
Yeah.
Love that bass line. Hey, welcome back to Legacy Living Financial Strategies. You're listening to Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Man, that was a great great interview. We had lots more we could have covered. It's always tough to get it all in. We, again, had that interview with David McKnight. If you didn't catch all that, Kimberly, how can they listen to that again?
It'll be on WTAD.com. Scroll through on-air personality and then scroll
or
down
you just,
to Jeff
or you
Kennedy.
Just look in the podcast little the icon on the top yeah. right of the homepage there. It'll take you to all the list of all the podcasts that we have there.
Okay.
And then Kennedy Wealth Group on Facebook will be posted.
All right. And again, if you'd like to get a copy of Dave's book or talk through more of these concepts in more detail, reach out to us at Kennedy Wealth Group.
You can email us at info@kennedywealthgroup.com or give us a call at the office, 217-221-1300.
So that planning is maybe the most important thing you can do in 2018. I'm just going to put it out there. I mean, everybody wants to try and keep up with the bull market and what kind of rate of return can I get, but more important than that, that's all important, don't get me wrong. But more important than the rate of return question conversation is tax planning. Now, I'm not a CPA, but I don't even play one on TV or radio or anything like that. However, you know, I've done the research. I've got the tools here with David McKnight's book and with other research I've done that says to me taxes are going to be higher in the future. Worst case, they'll be the same in the future. And I'd say, just my own opinion, it's a 90-95% chance taxes are either higher or the same in the future. 5% or less chance, in my view, the taxes are lower than they are right now here in 2018. So doing this planning is important. We're not saying you have to get everything to tax-free. There's a right amount to have in your taxable bucket and your tax-deferred bucket. But take advantage of this opportunity. This 8-year window is very important. And again, you can get a copy of our book if you reach out to us, info@kennedywealthgroup. Send us an email, info@kennedywealthgroup.com, requesting an appointment. We'll meet with you, give you a copy of the book with some. It requires a little explanation and setup, frankly. So be sure and do that. It's no obligation, no cost to do that. except for some of your time. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This is not, I mean, it's not just like falling off a log. It's going to require you to do some things. I'm even going to ask you to do a budget. And I get a lot of squealing from people when they say, a budget? I've never, well, okay. But you need to know not only how much money you have for retirement, but what your expenses are going to be for retirement. Try that budget on for a little bit. Important stuff. So give us a call, 217-221-1300 at Kennedy Wealth Group or info@kennedywealthgroup.com. You can email us and request that information. So let's get back to, we started off the show this morning, Scott, talking about these real equity returns over the next 7 years. So this just came out from GMO. It's a forecasting shop that's had a great track record of accuracy in predicting forward-looking returns. And they're saying they've got some pretty much doom and gloom on the horizon if you're an equity investor, like a buy-and-hold equity investor. So you're invested in stocks right now, and you're going to just ride it out in that position for the next 17 years or 7 years because stocks always come back. That's the theory, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I got a couple of charts here that show in real terms, not just like the index terms, like the Dow's at 25,000, say, well, and what was it in the year 2000? Mm-hmm. And comparing that, no, what is that real 25,000, what's 25,000 really worth because of inflation and so forth going back then? In that case, it took over 17 years. Well, let's see. It took 17 years for the Dow and the S&P to get back to even from the year 2000 if you were invested back then. Now, people are all excited about the return since the bottom of the last market because they say, oh, this is the biggest, fastest bull market since ever or whatever. Very few people were going into the market in March of 2009. They were scared to death.
Sure.
Right? So not very many people have really taken advantage of that. If they were prescient enough to get out of the market in late 07 and get back in 09, then that's not the person I'm talking to. That's a good or maybe lucky trader who thinks they'll pull those levers at the right time next go around. That's fine, whatever. But if you're just a long-only investor, meaning you just buy the S&P 500 and ride it out come what may, you might be looking at some serious drawdown. And in the case of large cap equity, negative just shy of 6% a year, you're over a 40% decrease at some point, maybe deeper than that. And crawling back out of that's going to be difficult. And plus you're 7 years older. So what are you going to do? People want to be invested to take advantage of this market. They're all excited. There's lots of geniuses that have come out of the woodwork now with this bull market. But there are ways you can do it. And one of the ways is we use a manager that has teamed up with Ned Davis Research, which is an outfit out of Florida that's done research for decades on things and has an index. This is they need better marketing people, frankly, but it's really more or less for advisors' use and so forth. But it's called the Ned Davis Research CMG U.S. Large Cap Long/Flat Index.
Well, that just rolls off the tongue.
It rolls right off the tongue. Get them while they're hot, right?
I've got that stored right up here in the old noggin.
That's less important than the implementation of this thing. And basically what it does, it looks at momentum and trend. Okay, so it's looking at what direction the market is moving and what percentage of the breadth of the market. Because when you look at today's all-time highs, there's fewer and fewer, stocks that are leading that. You got the FANGs, as they call it, Facebook, mm-hmm. and Alphabet, which is formerly known as Google, and Netflix, and so forth. And those guys, they're bigger cap-weighted, the indexes that are capitalization-rated, like the S&P and the NASDAQ and so forth, those things are, there's leaders there, and then there's others that are lagging. And this takes a look at the breadth of the market. So how many stocks that comprise the index are hitting all-time highs or in the right direction if they're moving up or down or whatever. And it skews the portfolio in the interest of time, which we don't have a ton of left this morning, but it skews the portfolio to either overweight equities, overweight stocks, or go to U.S. Treasuries, T-bills, or cash. You know, it could go to all the way to cash if that's the appropriate thing. But it's a way to be invested in this bull market, which, you know, could continue for another number of months, if not, you know, a year and a half, perhaps. I mean, we can see the writing on the wall. Just timing is difficult, but we know it's coming, right? And you do too. If you're sitting out there in your car this morning, you know that it's not different this time. I mean, markets go in cycles. It's been a long time since we had a drawdown, which probably indicates the saying, the bigger they are, the harder they fall, could be apropos.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do? Well, this is one strategy that we use in our balanced portfolio, because while we love this in, you know, Manny Manager, we don't stick all of our eggs in any one of their baskets, but this is one of those where they get trade signals from this momentum index that says get out now or get long stocks. And as I look at the chart here, you know, it's back in 99-2000, we get some sell signals, then buy back in, and you see where it was flat through basically the 2000 to 2003 time frame, then it's back in participating till about late 07, beginning of 08, went flat again. So there's that flat part, the long flat, right? We're long stock, and then we're flat when it's time to be out.
Right.
And it is striking, really, if you could just see this chart. and I'll show it to you if you come into the office, Kennedy Wealth Group. We can show you how this strategy works. But it's flat during that whole noise and nonsense of 2008 and 9, and back in 2009, and the divergence is remarkable. So if you want to be invested in this market, you want an opportunity to do that, but get out of harm's way when the bullets and missiles start flying back at you, and I refer to that as tactical based on my old days in the Navy as a fighter pilot, this is an important thing that you need to take advantage of. So give us a call, Kennedy Wealth Group at 217-221-1300 if you'd like to get more information on it, or check us out on the web at kennedywealthgroup.com. You can send us an email, info@kennedywealthgroup.com. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Legacy Living Financial Strategies. We'll see you again next week.
Join us next week for another edition of Legacy Living with Jeff Kennedy. Every Wednesday at 8:50 and Saturdays at 9. Right here on Talk Radio 930 WTAD.
Registered rep, broker, dealer, Center Street Securities. Member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services through Center Street Advisors and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Kennedy Wealth Group and CSA are independent of CSS.